So I just need to start marking these talismans with the infused ink and then. Well, there's my favorite wolf pup. Did you enjoy your time outside? Ah, yes, I see. You must have had quite the run. Was it fun? I bet so. Ever since I brought you back here, you've wanted to go run through the woods almost, well, every day. Though, I suspect it must be nice. You know, feeling the wind in your hair as you just leap over the logs and race through the leaves in between the trees. I see you've gotten quite a few twigs and leaves in your fur as well. We'll have to do something about that soon enough. But, Oh, what am I doing? Well, you've really started taking an interest in my spellcraft recently, haven't you? Oh, come on. Don't look so surprised. I noticed some of my books were left on the table after I'd already put them up. If it wasn't me, then, well, surely it was you who left them there. So, tell me, was there a spell or some question about magic that you had in particular? You say no, but I see you touching that notched ear of yours. My sweet little wolf. I'm really sorry, you know? Whatever got to you back then, it must have been a mythical creature itself. That's the only reason I can figure that we weren't able to fix it with that regenerative spell the coven crafted for you. But hey, listen. Like I told you before, that notch makes you unique. I think it looks cute, and once you grow up a bit more, then I think it'll make for a badass story. Well, yeah, I mean, you survived a hunt and lived to tell the tale. That alone makes you special, you know? But on top of that, you have the proof right there. Besides, you're perfect just the way you are. So don't ever think differently, okay? Good. Now, I need to finish these symbols before the ink dries. Just give me a minute, all right? Well, yeah. I just want to finish these talismans, and I should probably finish the inscriptions here quickly. Oh, well, they're for you, silly. Oh, well, yes, of course they are. You've had a rough start to life, and so if there's anything I can do to make the future a little better for you, well, I'm going to do it with gusto, you know? Also, that is something I wanted to talk to you about. See, I've been watching you play in the forest, and I've enjoyed watching you chase the birds and climb up the trees and all of that, but I do worry. Well, yes, because of last week, but last week wasn't the only time you were mistaken for a regular wolf. I worry that a human might see you and get spooked or assume you're a regular wolf and well, we do live near a lot of farmers around here, and they don't take kindly to having their livestock killed, so sometimes I see them going into the forest to take care of the fox or wolf that they think have treaded upon their land, and I just don't want anything to happen to you. I don't want you to be confused for some hungry fox or wolf. So I just wanted to make these talismans. I have four here, one for every season. I had just enough dream essence and thorn root to infuse some of the spelling ink that I had left over from last time, so I think it should be fine. With these, I've made it so, depending on who perceives you, their vision of you should shift to something innocuous and uninteresting. So, to some, you might appear as a really low-flying bird. Others, you might be a flurry of leaves, and for the rest, you might appear as, you know, just part of the backdrop. Something that exists, but seems to just fade into the scenery. Honestly, I know it isn't the best solution, but it's the one that I can do now that I at least know will work. Interestingly, not all of my spells are effective on you, and until I can do more research on why, I want to do things that I know will help. To be fair, I also thought about turning you into, you know, something cute and fluffy, but I feared that someone might see you as, you know, like a cute bunny and then take you home with them. I couldn't allow that. I'd miss you, and so I can't let that happen, you know? But for now, this should protect you from those disgruntled farmers. But this does lead me to the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. See, I've been talking to the Coven, and I told them that I would, you know, like to, well, move. Granted, I don't know where we'd go yet, but, well, I feel like this area isn't quite suited to raising a sweet werewolf pup like you. I thought maybe we could go somewhere more rural, or, I don't know, maybe somewhere that's just generally more accepting of werewolves. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe a bigger forest to explore? Some mountains? You could chase and howl at as many creatures as you like, and if we move to the right place, some of them may even chase and talk back. Oh, what's wrong? What? No. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, my sweet boy. No, I would never. No, I would not drop you off anywhere. Surely not. I could never leave you anywhere for long. No, I would come with you. Hey, come on now. Don't you remember what I told you? I'll always be here for you. So you really don't have to worry about that. All right? Shoot. You know, for the longest time, I did live alone. I didn't really want to live with the other witches in the coven, and I wasn't exactly keen on pets, but you? Oh, my sweet boy. I've gotten so attached to you. My heart sings when I hear your claws hit the wooden floorboards each morning. I've enjoyed having someone to have dinner with. I've even got a bit better at cooking, Although I know you still enjoy your raw deer meat. Although I do appreciate you trying to eat more veggies. What I mean to say is I've found myself quite attached to you. Honestly, I love you like you're one of my own, and I'll protect you like one too. You're my very best boy, and you deserve the world, and I'm gonna make sure that you get it. All right, this one's done. Come here, dear. Now, I want you to wear this at all times, okay? Yes, right around your neck. Oh, but do be careful. It might feel just a little warm as the magic in the talisman connects with your essence. Aw, I know it's a little uncomfortable, but the feeling will pass soon. All right? There. It's all better now, right? Good. All right, so let's... Oh, dear. Now that I'm getting a better look at you, I'm seeing you really are just covered in dirt and leaves, aren't you? Oh, you had far too much fun without me out there. Come on, let's go get a bath, okay? No. You want to take one together? Well, let me think about it. In the meantime, go on and go get the water started. All right? Good. Go on then. I'll be in there in just a moment.